What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Welcome to my neighborhood, the Avenue. I grew up here, and each week I'll be sharing the sounds and stories of the people that made the Avenue great. Welcome back to the Avenue. On this week's show, we'll celebrate the January birthday of the late Indianapolis pianist and vibes player, Buddy Montgomery. Buddy is best known as the younger brother of the Naptown jazz icon, Wes Montgomery. But Buddy was a significant musician and composer in his own right. For the next hour, we'll be listening to classic recordings from Buddy Montgomery, featuring his original compositions. We'll also listen to music from pianist Isaiah J. Thompson's critically acclaimed album. Isaiah J. Thompson plays the music of Buddy Montgomery, and Isaiah will join us to share his thoughts on Buddy Montgomery's legacy. Charles Buddy Montgomery was born in Indianapolis on January 30th of 1930. By the age of 18, Buddy was working professionally as a pianist. He performed locally with musicians including Les Bear Taylor, Slide Hampton, Lee Katzman, Benny Barth, and others. Buddy first came to national prominence as a member of the Master Sounds, a group he formed in the late 1950s with his brother, Monk, an early pioneer of the electric bass. By the early 1960s, Buddy had gained notoriety for his work on the piano and vibes. In 1960, he was invited to join the Miles Davis Sextet. Though Buddy never recorded with Miles, there is a 1960 bootleg recording of his time with the band. Buddy performed often with his brothers Wes and Monk. Performing as the Montgomery Brothers and the Montgomery Johnson Quintet. We'll start this week's show with two Buddy Montgomery compositions recorded by the Montgomery Brothers Band. From 1960, we'll hear Buddy's tune. And from 1961, we'll listen to Bach to Bach, a tribute to the record producer Richard Bach. Thank you. That was Wes, Buddy, and Monk Montgomery with Bach to Buck. On this week's show, we're celebrating Buddy Montgomery's January birthday. Up next, we'll listen to two Buddy Montgomery compositions featured on the Montgomery Brothers 1961 album with pianist George Shearing. We'll hear No Hard Feelings, followed by Lois Ann, featuring Buddy Montgomery on Vibes. That was George Shearing and the Montgomery Brothers performing the Buddy Montgomery composition, Lois Ann. Buddy released his debut album as a leader in 1968, the same year his brother Wes died. The record was titled Two-Sided Album, and it featured a composition Buddy wrote in honor of Wes. We'll listen to that track now. This is Buddy Montgomery with Personage. Echoes of Indiana Avenue will return with more music from Buddy Montgomery after this short break. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we're celebrating the January birthday of the late Indianapolis pianist and vibes player, Buddy Montgomery. Buddy is best known as the younger brother of the Naptown jazz icon, Wes Montgomery. But Buddy was a significant musician and composer in his own right. In 2020, the pianist Isaiah J. Thompson released a critically acclaimed album featuring the compositions of Buddy Montgomery. We'll listen to a pair of tracks from that album now. Introduction and Bodini.
His music is rooted in the church. It's rooted in rhythm and blues, and it's rooted in the belief and the feeling of jazz. I am honored to be joined by Philip Norris, Daniel Sadownick, and the great Willie Jones III. My name is Isaiah Thompson. This is the legacy of the master musician, Buddy Montgomery.
That was Isaiah J. Thompson performing the Buddy Montgomery composition, Budini. Thompson is a finalist in the American Pianist Association's Cole Porter Jazz Fellowship. You can see Thompson performing live at the Jazz Kitchen on February the 25th. WFYI's Kyle Long recently spoke with Isaiah J. Thompson, and they discussed the legacy of Buddy Montgomery's music.
So first of all, I'm just curious how you got interested in the music of Buddy Montgomery.
Sure, yeah, that's a good question. I think I first came across him because Don Sickler had showed me some of his music. I think I had a few lead sheets of some of his compositions, and I was playing through them. I'm like, this is amazing. And I just loved the way that he wrote. And then from then, I found some of the records, some of the master sounds things, things that he did with his brothers. I just felt like I really connected with his artistry, the way that he chose to play the music.
You really went deep into his catalog of compositions. How long was the process in kind of putting this record together and picking out the repertoire you were going to feature?
I mean, there is so much music. I mean, there was so much that I didn't get to do. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I think I particularly, you know, I just went through a bunch of songs. Like I just went through a bunch, and I thought about, you know, the ones that I felt like even I could do some justice to. You know, sometimes he wrote for like larger groups. You know, you have three horns or things like that, and I was afraid to maybe touch some of those because I knew we were going to do mainly a trio thing with maybe some, you know, extra instruments every now and then. So I just wanted to choose the ones that I felt best would work in like a trio setting that maybe I could arrange in a certain way without trying to take away from the intention of his sound.
I think the album was very well received, but I'm curious when you initially, you know, approached labels about this concept or were kind of pitching this to journalists, how did that go over? Because among casual jazz fans, Buddy Montgomery's not, you know, an immediately recognizable name to a lot of listeners. How did the kind of concept go over when you were, you know, cooking the idea up initially?
Yeah, no, that's a funny question because, yeah, I've had people come up to me like, oh, man, I really enjoyed that recording. I'm like, oh, wow, you listened to it. I didn't know that that anyone was going to listen to it, not because of Buddy's name, more so. I mean, it was my first recording. And like you said, I mean, I don't know, you know, people maybe had not heard of me because it was my first recording, which, you know, makes complete sense. And I picked someone who's not talked about as much as they should be, you know, so I wasn't sure if it was going to be received at all, not necessarily well received, you know. It was just, and so I, like I said, I've had people come up to me and say things, and I guess I'm surprised, but also not surprised. Like, I couldn't have been the only one that recognized this man's genius. So I think I've actually been able to, you know, talk to people in, you know, all types of places and really kind of appreciate Buddy together. And like, man, like, can we talk about this person? And it's been kind of like an amazing blessing, I feel like, to be able to find people to talk about this very specific person and his very specific impact on the music.
Yeah, he had an extraordinary career. Obviously, he's very connected to the legacy of Wes Montgomery. But outside of that, you know, he was featured in Miles Davis's 1960 sextet alongside John Coltrane. You know, he was playing with some of the greatest figures in jazz music. Any thoughts on his legacy?
Just to talk about the fact that he, you know, playing both piano and vibraphone so well, I think is amazing. You know, for someone like Miles, you know, to call you, that says something. Everyone that played with Miles has their legacy of their own. You know, I would have loved to hear, you know, more of him with Miles, you know, that, or, you know, that would have been really incredible. I feel like, I can't remember if someone said they knew someone or if they were that person that said that they got to hear some of those performances that they played together. You know, especially before going over to Europe, because I'm not sure he ended up not going, I don't think. But before they went overseas, you know, getting to hear them play, there's that picture of them, you know, because when people say like, yeah, no, he was playing with Miles, and a lot of people don't talk about it. And the first time I heard it, I was like, really? And I started to do more research, and I'm like, wow, it's totally right. And I remember seeing the photo, you know, seeing him just next to Paul Chambers and Train. And I mean, just everybody's there. And I'm like, this is really incredible. I really would have loved to have heard this.
Yeah, there's a really noisy bootleg of one of their shows. Yeah, which kind of gives you a glimpse of the sound, and it's incredible. He added so much to that group. So yeah, it's a shame. You know, both Buddy and Wes had a fear of flying, and that's ultimately why Buddy didn't go to Europe with Miles and missed out on an opportunity to really become a part of that band and I think record with them. So yeah, it's a real shame that they never got to go into the studio together. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you know, I was told that, he was really close. I mean, I was told that he got on the plane.
Oh, wow.
And then he actually got off, you know, like it was,
oh man,
you know, that he really tried to, you know?
Wow.
So, yeah, it says a lot. It says a lot.
Let's hear one more track from Isaiah J. Thompson's tribute to Buddy Montgomery. This is My Sentiments Exactly. Isaiah J. Thompson performing the Buddy Montgomery composition, My Sentiments Exactly. You can see Thompson performing live at the Jazz Kitchen on February the 25th. Next, we'll hear a track from Buddy's 1987 album, Ties of Love. This is Muchismo. That was the late Indianapolis pianist and vibes player Buddy Montgomery with Machismo. On this week's show, we've been celebrating Buddy's January birthday by listening to recordings of his original compositions. Buddy Montgomery died in Palmdale, California in 2009. He was 79 years old. We'll end this celebration of Buddy Montgomery with a 1997 recording of his classic composition, 1,000 Rainbows. This track also featured the great Naptown drummer, Ray Appleton. From the album Here Again, this is the Buddy Montgomery Trio with 1,000 Rainbows. That's all the time we have for this week. Thanks for joining us for this celebration of Buddy Montgomery. You can meet me here on the Avenue again next week, same time, same place. And you can find the Echoes of Indiana Avenue podcast on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you download your podcast. Echoes of Indiana Avenue is written and produced by Kyle Long and hosted and co-produced by me, Herman Butch Slaughter.
Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do. Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do. If you will stop and listen, I will tell you a thing or two.